Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah, the self-image builder and joy coach. Our text is Building Your Self-Image and the Self-Image of Others. We're doing now section number 39, Humility and Arrogance. Torah writings highly praise humility and modesty and strongly condemn arrogance and conceit. How does having a positive self-image fit with this? True humility isn't a lack of a positive self-image. It's an awareness of the greatness of the Creator and how tiny we are in comparison. It's an awareness of how much good there is to do and how little we are doing in contrast. The stipler, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, was known for his greatness in Torah and his authentic humility. He used to tell the following story to explain his humility. Imagine someone on a train ride throughout Europe. He travels through Switzerland, France, Belgium, Germany, and other countries. He sees many cities, many mountains, many lakes, and many people. He visits the train stations in many places. Although he traveled many miles, you can't say that he really knows those places well. His knowledge of the areas he passed is really superficial. Compared to someone who never visited those places at all, he has seen a tremendous amount. But in relation to what there is to know about these places, he knows only a small amount. That is my reality when it comes to knowing Torah, the stipler said. I have learned many hours and know a lot, only when compared to not knowing. But compared to what there is to know, I know only a drop in the bucket. Moshe is praised in the Torah for being more humble than all other people. Moshe was the leader of the Jewish people in Egypt and the wilderness. He grew up as a prince in Pharaoh's palace. He confronted Pharaoh and proclaimed that Pharaoh should free the Jewish people from slavery and let them leave Egypt. He was the greatest prophet. He knew the entire Torah and was the ultimate teacher and main judge of the entire nation. How could he possibly be humble? Humility is the awareness that all our knowledge, skills, and talents are gifts from the Creator. Exactly because of Moshe's superior awareness of the greatness of the Almighty, who is the Creator and Sustainer of the universe, he realized that he was nothing in comparison. All that he had and knew and did were merely because of the Almighty's kind gifts. Having a positive self-image comes from realizing that because you're a child of the Almighty, created in His image, you have intrinsic worth and value. You have no reason to be arrogant or conceited because of this, just grateful. Because of your gratitude to the Creator, you have greater awareness of all the assets, skills, and talents He has given you. You appreciate them immensely. But because you're aware that they are divine gifts, you are free from arrogance and conceit. There's a major difference between knowing that you are competent in some area and having feelings of priority because of it. Your respect for other people comes from your deep awareness that they are created in the Almighty's image. Therefore, you never treat anyone else condescendingly. You never belittle anyone. You realize that everyone has something you can learn from. You realize that you need to respect everyone you encounter. This way of interacting with others is an expression of humility.